You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Friday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Now here with the weather forecast for the United States is Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey Prairie Research Institute.
December so far has been mild with temperatures just 1 degree below average. Rainfall amounts of 1 to 3 inches were common south of Interstate 70, while the remainder of the state has seen amounts of 1 inch or less. No significant snowfall has been reported yet for December. Speaking of snow, one question I get asked a lot is the chance of a white Christmas in Illinois. The odds are about 40 to 60% in northern Illinois, 20 to 40% in central Illinois, and 1 to 20% in southern Illinois. Looking closer at this weekend and next week, the National Weather Service forecasts indicate that we should see highs on Saturday ranging from the mid-40s in northern Illinois to the low-50s in southern Illinois. Highs will be in the low to mid-50s across the state on Sunday and Monday. A low-pressure system will bring slightly cooler and wetter weather on Tuesday. A second stronger system moving out of Texas could bring rain and snow into Illinois on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Our thanks to Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey Prairie Research Institute for an update of the weather forecast here in the state of Illinois. Let's turn our attention to South America now. We've got an update from meteorologist Ed Kieser.
At this early stage of their summer growing season, no significant problems are showing up. Most areas have enough soil moisture for crop growth and development, and for areas where rainfall has slowed planting, improvement is on the way. Over the next week to 10 days, rainfall is expected to be heaviest and exceed average across center-west and southeast Brazil. Rainfall amounts of 2 to 4 inches should be common across Mato Grosso, Mato Grosso do Sul, Goiás, and western Minas Gerais. That will keep soils favorably moist for soybeans and first crop corn. Probably the biggest change since last week is the emergence of dry pockets in South Brazil and parts of neighboring Paraguay. While not a problem at this point, the forecast is for below average rainfall in the coming 10 days. That would lead to a drying trend over time. However, bone dry weather is not expected. Several weakening fronts will approach the area, triggering scattered thunderstorms from time to time. With this drying trend, we are currently focusing a little more closely on Rio Grande do Sul, Santa Catarina, and Paraná, as those are the states at the greatest risk for gradually turning too dry in the coming weeks. While there is a risk for dryness, it would also not be a surprise if rain picks up again in a few weeks. In Argentina, weather changes have been occurring as anticipated this week. After an extended period of hot weather with highs on many days in the 90s, temperatures recently have turned more seasonable with highs in the 80s. Seasonable temperatures with no periods of high heat are in the forecast for the coming week. Meanwhile, drier weather moved into southern Argentina this week, while average to surplus rain continued from central into northern Argentina. The trend for the coming 10 days is drier for the largest agricultural production areas of Argentina. Occasional scattered thunderstorms are still expected, but the weather should be much more conducive to field work. That will greatly help get corn and soybean planting closer to completion. Wet weather during Argentina's spring has slowed planting progress, just as it did last year.
Our thanks to Ed Kieser. That's the Closing Market Report for a Friday. I'm Todd Gleason.